Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Burleson steals third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Lynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Rice steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ojeda fires to first and picks off Wilson. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a fly ball into center field. Lin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Allinson moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allinson. The throw from Porter and he is out, Brett applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Stapleton moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Rice reaches second base with a double. Stapleton scores. Lynn scores. Perez moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rennie Martin now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a fly ball towards right. Hurdle catches it and throws to home to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hurdle. Burleson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to third. Perez moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Martin covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob O'Hayden now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 0-for-1 in the game. Wayven hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McRae scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dick Drago now pitching. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chalk moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chalk scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 6, Royals, 6. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Otis fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Otis. Allinson moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Porter to Brett. The throw back to home, and Allinson is out at the plate. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McRae reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Allinson moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman bunts towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Allinson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 7, Royals, 7. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-3 in the game. Wathen bunts towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Len takes first base on ball 4. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Dick Drago. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Len. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Len steals second. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Len moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chalk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Evans reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allinson hits a fly ball towards left. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Allinson moves to third. It's Red Sox, 8, Royals, 8. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Allinson. Dwyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bob Stanley now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae is walked intentionally. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brett moves to third. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Brett scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.